Wednesday night is Hip Hop Night.
If you just tuned in, welcome to TaxFM 107.2 with Lenanza. We have now our special guest in studio, the one guest we've been anticipating for the longest time. We have the coolest kid in Africa.
Hey.
In studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thanks. I'm going to start off the interview by asking you something that I hope you haven't been asked before, ever, wherever you've been.
Okay.
How was your day today?
Oh, man. It's been cool. I've been very busy the whole day. Mm-hmm. But it's been cool. It's been very dope.
I.
Thank you for asking me.
Let me ask you something, actually. Maybe you don't know this, or you won't know this, but when you blew, or let me say your breakout year in 2016, for 6 months, you indirectly made me famous. Because for 6 months, people would come up to me in stores, at Menlyn, on campus. Yo, bro, do you know you look like Nasty C? People would breathe on me in Woolies.
That's dope.
People snaps. So I was like, geez. So it made me like wonder, like, what's the craziest thing you've experienced since you became famous?
Craziest thing I've experienced. It's a lot of crazy things that happened, but I think the craziest is when there was a stranger in my house.
A stranger in your house?
Yeah, and, well, it was a stranger to me.
Yeah.
Not to the person that brought it. But I was asleep, and
the first
thing I saw and heard when I woke up was just like her unveiling me. Like,
oh,
I was
wow.
asleep, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
So speaking about that as well, is fame what you thought it was going to be before you became famous, or is it a whole different ballgame?
No, I guess it kind of is. I've always watched like interviews of like my favorite rappers and stuff. They all like highlight the good and the bad. So yeah, no, it's the same.
Okay, exactly. I want to ask, you know, in terms of your sound, I want to just ask, what would you say, or how would you describe your creative process when you are maybe compiling a song, something as little as a song, a single, or like a huge, huge project?
It differs at times. Sometimes, like, I just start with the beat and I just start freestyling, and then whatever catches.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, like, I get a beat sent to me probably like on WhatsApp, and I'd be like on the road or on a flight or whatever, and then I just like listen to it and write something, like an idea, and then when I get to the studio, just...
Wednesday night is Hip Hop Night on TaxFM 107.2.
Time for the local best album of the year.
Honestly, I'm definitely gonna give it to Moving Straight Along.
Yeah.
Without anyone coming in.
Yeah.
Candyman.
I can give Flamehead an absolutely terrific.
Definitely, and he won an award for it as well,
exactly.
At the South African
Hip
Hop Awards.
So it's very hard for you to argue with someone who's independent,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has honestly received so much backlash from other artists, mm-hmm. As well, but showing people that, look, bruh, my music speaks for itself, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night is Hip Hop Night.
Start with Highest in the Room, and before that you had that brand new Candy Coast of Ganja.
Yes,
so
sir.
So I'm gonna let you go. And if you don't know, we have all these men in studio right now, live in studio. How you guys doing, man? You guys still good?
Chilling, bro.
Listen, before we play the
like
music,
champions.
You feel like champions.
Yes, sir.
And there's a reason for that. Before we went into the music, you guys gave us a sneak peek into the making of your guys' tape, Edibles.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, how did that come about, man? Because there's a lot of you guys. It's almost like Young Money type thing, you know, like welcome to Young, where it's like so many people involved in a project. How did the process come about?
It's really just a vibe, man. Like, come to studio, and then you just end up making, like, you know, 100 songs, bro. none of it was ever, like, planned out. Like, we're going to come to studio and do this. It was always, like, even, like, with the song we're going to perform now, Hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did I give it away?
But
that song, the song Hot, it was produced by Nostalgia and Lost Boy. And they just came to the studio just to catch a vibe and play some beats. And we ended up making their song, the single.
Those two kids are like the only producers on the tape that are not Ganja. Like, they just have a placement. Shout out to them,
which is really dope.
Yeah,
shout out to them,
they really killed it. Thank you guys.
We actually got there and they were they had a session with Maddie. So from that's when, you know, the beat was created from that moment.
And the vibe,
live.
Yeah,
it was like all live.
All in the moment. Okay, but since everything is in the moment, and since there's so many inputs, did you guys ever have problems when making songs? Like, you know, someone who's like, listen, I want that song for myself. the song is too fire.
Not
or
even.
Like,
not
someone, like creative process clashes, you know. Obviously, sometimes you're like, well, oh my God, maybe do that again, man. Well, take that on again.
Yeah, well, it doesn't clash, but it, like, basically cohesives.
Wednesday night is Hip Hop Night.
And last week, we spoke about Kanye West, Jesus is King.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of reviews about that. A lot of people not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is because Donald Trump actually liked Kanye West posted about Jesus King, Donald Trump liked the post.
I went to a cell group, right, where we pray and stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone was happy about it. So I'm guessing the Christians are very happy.
Listen, my church, I was at church on Sunday. I'm walking in the background. I'm like, this sounds like Kanye. They were playing Jesus is King in my church.
Oh, my
I promise.
Goodness.
Pastors all over the world are happy about it. Obviously the normal media, some of them are happy, some of them are saying it's trash. Last week Friday, my father, Travis Scott, teaming up with Young Thug and Gunna, they dropped Hot, the remix, straight out of straight out of Young Thug's album. So honestly, I have to say it slaps. I'm just being biased there.
I don't want to lie, I was listening to that song on my way to YouTube work.
Yeah,
it slaps harder than a black mother,
bro.
After you touch the dishes for the visitors.
Yeah,